March 6 and 7 with Yola Tango, as well as an all-ages show at Cloud City, Prentice Street, Brunswick, on Thursday, March 8. David Kilgore's new album, The Far Now, complete with bonus album including tracks recorded in Nashville with members of Lamb Chop, is available now at Collector's Corner, and it's brought to you by Remote Control, Triple R sponsors.
Thank you. couple of tunes joined together there, The Sad and Distant, and the second part called Jofa, J-O-F-E. It's from a group called The Director Sound, who I know, fortunately, little about. It was just given some of their music by friends. But Jonathan and I have been debating where, well, Jonathan's been wondering where he might know that from, and given the title of the artist name Director Sound, we're sort of theorising that it might be from a movie, but I do quite like that record, and I will try and sort of find out a little bit more about them and slip some more of their stuff in the next coming weeks. Welcome to the show. It's Against the Arctic here with Declan here, and just after 8 o'clock, about 7 minutes past, and it's 3RRR 102.7. A big thanks to Jonathan for the last couple of hours of Under the Sun. He'll be back next week between 6 and 8. We've got a huge show musically, so much new and exciting stuff out for me. And as is usually the case on this show, we like to travel a lot of musical roads. So I hope that you can stay with me as a kind of weave and wind through a whole lot of different styles. The fantastic New York Afrobeat group called Antibolus have been making music since 1997, keeping the spirit of Fela Kuti alive. We're going to hear a really nice long track from their new record. I think it's called Security, produced by John McIntyre of Tortoise. It's still the same kind of route for them, but there's some really great sort of odd horn arrangements and more jazz leanings, at least in the production, and it's a pretty great record. Fat Freddy's Drop, I thought we might dig out an old 10-inch of theirs. It was a limited release, and it's just been reissued, actually, but they're coming out here for the Golden Plains Festival, which is a RRR Presents. I'll tell you more about that. Plenty of artists playing. Some demo recordings from Tim Richmond, some soon-to-be-released stuff from Panda Bear, one member of the Animal Collective. We'll hear from Deerhoof, fantastic record called Burial. Track called Forgive has just kind of come underneath me as I finish off telling you about what we're going to hear. It's a dubstep record on, dubstep and electronica. We started off with a track from this album last week, and I thought we'd sort of do the same again this week. I do want to play one of the more electronic and beaty tracks a little later as we get closer to 10. We'll hear from Cares, maybe from Arthur Russell, a pretty interesting new record from a group called The Beach House out of Baltimore. Some unreleased things from Dave Miller. As I said, so much stuff to get through. See if I can fit it all in, but don't go anywhere.
Thank you. Thank you.
Madlib. Track called Slim's Return, going back a little while when he invaded Blue Note Records. I guess that's the way that he called it. Madlib invades Blue Note. He did a DJ mix with some classic stuff and released a number of 12s where he kind of remixed and reinterpreted a whole lot of his favourite Blue Note classics. A really fantastic release. That one was originally recorded by Gene Harris as The Look of Slim. Before that, we heard from... who did we hear from? We heard from the Replicant Rumba Rockers, a group that are no stranger to this show. It's actually Atom Heart, you might better know as Senor Coconut. Made a bit of a name for himself taking on Kraftwerk songs and doing them Latin style. He's a German, funky German by the name of Uwe Schmidt, and he relocated to Chile about 10, probably 11 years ago now. And he's been soaking up the sounds of South American music ever since and unable to resist putting it into his music. He's got heaps of aliases. Geese and Gosh is another one. He works with Bernd Friedman on the Flanger projects and many others. But that's the Replicant Rumba Rockers, comes out on Bernd Friedman's Nonplace label. The song we heard was called Midi Agogo. And before that was TV on the Radio, a track from their first record, which unfortunately I didn't note down. The title of the track, it's a kind of remix, which is not sanctioned by the group TV on the Radio, by Australian artist Dave Miller. And he just put that up for download on his website, but it's really fantastic. Kind of, he just put a little note along with the download, said that he was inspired by Theo Parrish. It was a long kind of 7-minute slow chugging house sort of thing. And also he lives in London now. A whole lot of house parties that he goes to with African people where they dance for 14 hours non-stop to really slow and kind of seemingly, not very lively beats, but they just kind of keep going. And I really like that. I will put on the playlist for tonight's show the full title of the track and a link to that download. You can just grab it for your good self. Burial was before that, a track called Forgive, an ambient one, just kind of came out of or underneath me as I was talking, and then we let it finish off, and that's off their record, which the title of which has escaped me. God damn it, it's 8:30, you're on Against the Arctic, 3AAA with Declan until 10 o'clock. It's a little Amon contact. Thank you.
Radio Soul Wax is the apocalyptic rave-up club night that Soul Wax have been throwing around the globe. Soul Wax will be playing live in their night versions, guys, with Too Many DJs, New Young Pony Club, Valentino's and DJs Riot in Belgium, Kitsune, Rub and Tug, Bang Gang and Andy Frost. Radio Soul Wax will be burning the nightclub rulebook at the Metro on Friday the 30th of March. Tickets for the Radio Soul Wax Extravaganza are on sale now from ticketmaster.com.au, webtickets.com.au, moshtix.com.au, Central Station and modularpeople.com. Triple R sponsors.
Yes, it feels so good.
Triple R and Golden Plains are giving you the chance to get to this year's Golden Plains Festival in true VIP style. The winner of this competition will win a two-person camper van for 4 days, picked up from Melbourne and ready to roll to the festival with bedding, fridge, microwave, hot and cold water, power steering and a pop-top roof. And you'll be the first to drive in before the gates open so you can pick your prime Golden Plains VIP site. You'll also win a weekend supply of Pink Flamingo cocktails from the Pink Flamingo Bar and two banana lounges to enjoy them on. Plus, side of stage access to watch one band of your choice up close. If you think this prize has your name on it, tell us why you want to win it. Email 3RRR at rrr.org.au to enter. And entries close at 6pm Wednesday the 28th of February, with the winner announced on the Breakfasters on Friday the 2nd of March.
Thank you. Hi, this is Deacon from the Animal Collective, and you're listening to Against the Arctic on 3RRR.
Thank you. seduction. Old shipping yards in the dead of night. When I happen to meet somebody out on a midnight stroll, when I happen to see somebody,
have to say I am anticipating that group Fat Freddy's Drop playing at the Golden Plains Festival in just a couple of weekends' time. It's a Triple R Presents, and there's heaps of other bands playing there, many fantastic ones. Yo Latengo are playing, Muscles is playing, Chick Chick Chick, Melbourne's Avalanches, DJ Show, Dexter, The Drones, Dudley Perkins and Georgia Ann Muldrow from the Stone's Throw label, The Ground Components, goes on and on. And there's tickets still on sale from Polyester, Missing Link and Gravel Records, and there's also a website with a bit more information about who's playing when, how to get there, and all that jazz. It's goldenplains.com.au. But if you never enjoyed a dusty afternoon in the Supernatural Amphitheatre, it might be just the time to do it this Labour weekend. And that was a beautiful track from the aforementioned group called Bluey, name of the song. It came out on a 10-inch on a label called Cartel, licensed from the group Fat Freddy's Drop, and disappeared just as quickly as it came out. And then it's been reissued about sort of 4 or 5 months ago, maybe just before Christmas last year. We heard from 69 before that, a couple of Detroit songs in a row. 69 is an alias for Carl Craig, whose album Land Cruising has just been reissued on Dutch label Rush Hour under the title of the album formerly known as. But we went back to an old one on Planet E, pretty seminal Detroit techno 12-inch called Four Jazz Funk Classics. And the track we heard was a kind of pretty short, slow breakbeat thing with a big bass line called If Mojo Was AM, most likely a reference to a incredibly influential Detroit radio announcer called The Electrifying Mojo. And if you got some time to kill and you want to read something pretty interesting on the internet, Google Mojo and Prince and see if you can find a transcript of the Electrifying Mojo interviewing Prince. And I think Prince has just come off stage after doing a concert in Detroit. And it's a pretty legendary, famous interview, and it's fantastic. Moody Man has sampled portions of that interview in various songs over the years, I believe. JD was before that. Rest in peace. A track called Buster from one of the Bling 47 issued JD unreleased instrumentals. And just a really great rolling bass line in that track. Harmonic 313. It's an alias for Mark Pritchard of Global Communications fame. He released an album under Harmonic 33, not 313, like a modern library record called Music for Film, Television, Radio Volume 1. Warp Records put that out. We've heard it a bit here on Against the Arctic. But this is a new project for Mark. 313, of course, the Detroit area code. And he's channeling a bit of that Motor City influence into some really sort of skanky hip-hop beats. And in that one, which I think came just before the ads, if that helps you signpost. All these song names had the kind of quite glitchy, bleepy computer sounds, a bit like a video game or something. And Amon Contact, a record released on Ninja Tune, I think just before the end of last year. A track called Stereo X 515 Part 2. No idea what that title means. If you can enlighten me, 93881027. Would be the number to call. It's also going to be the number to call if you'd like to get your hands on a double pass for Matisse's dance party this Friday, the 9th of March. Features local groups Curse of Dialect, Combat Wombat, and Agency Dub Collective. It continues on Saturday, the 10th of March, with more events, and tickets are on sale now. And I'll be playing one night, I think the Friday. We've got one double pass to give away to a Triple R subscriber. I can see a couple of people ringing up. And, yeah, it should be a fantastic night down at the Fitzroy Bowls Club. We're going to hear a short one from Tim Richmond called The Sounds, and then we're going to go into a long Antibolus jam. Some New York Afrobeat sounds for about 12 minutes. Stay tuned.
The sounds that come out. The sounds. The sounds that come out. The sounds. The sounds that come out. Kisses their skin. They shout out to lost pieces, and somehow they can fit back in. So it's over and out. Out of bounds. Lost, not needing to be found. 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 Because the sounds that come out. Because the sounds that come out. The sounds, the sounds. Because the sounds that come out. Because the sounds that come out. The sounds. Because the sounds that come out. Push up my grin. They move me to move you. So you move. And so a new cycle can begin. So it's over and out. Out of bounds. Lost, not needing to be found. Lost, not needing to be found. Lost, not needing to be found. Because of sound. Because of sound. Because of sound. Because of sound.
Tim Richmond with The Sounds from an unreleased demo. We hope that might see the light of day sometime soon. Congratulations to Michael for getting his hands on the double pass to Matisse's party. Thanks to those others who called. Sorry you didn't get through, but there are more giveaways to come on the show tonight. Before 10 o'clock, we will have one double pass to see the Deers play at the Prince of Wales on the 7th of March, so do stay tuned for that.